Hey, Garrett.
Yeah, Becca.
You ever been on a guy trip, Cabo, Cancun, spring break? You never done anything like that?
Yeah, I do a lot of guy trips. I did about 4 a year with a friend group from college. They're always fucking great. And yeah.
Garrett's the master of the bro train. Hi, I'm Becca.
And I'm brokenhearted.
And welcome to the Bromans Podcast, aka the Down Bad Boys, where two dudes talk about romantic comedy because love is dead, movies are real.
Love is dead. No, we're leaning in. Love fucking doesn't exist. It's just endorphins in your fucking brain, and you become an insane person until they're gone and you realize fuck everything.
Oh, Jesus. Hey, Garrett, how are you doing?
You know, if you've listened to this podcast for more than one episode, Becca regularly tells me that I need a heartbreak and or wants to see the day when someone will dump me. I was on a hot streak, a kill streak even.
Well,
I had the chopper gunner in Call of Duty and was going for the nuke. And instead, I met me. And
do you think you got boomeranged?
What's boomer? Wait, what happened? Remind me.
Eddie Murphy is with Robin Givens, right? And she's kind of the female version of him. She works at the ad agency for Eloise. And then she's just like pimping him out. She's like, babe, you knew what this was. And then he falls in love with Halle Berry later. But yeah, he is called Boomerang because he got
mead. Yeah, I think I got mead.
Yay. I mean, not yay, because like, oh no, he's in pain and shit. But like, welcome to the human condition, brother.
Well, and then even the way she like broke up with me, I was like, oh fuck, I've given this speech. I know this fucking speech. This is me. I'm being kneed by myself and I fucking hate it because I'm looking at you and looked at you through this entire stupid fucking relationship the way women look at me, and I'm a dildo.
Literally or metaphorically?
Both.
Okay. What movie are we talking about this week?
Paul Blart Mall Cop, aka the Wedding Ringer.
You picked it.
I know. Starring Kevin Hart, Josh Gad. Robin. What's his? There we go.
Kelly Cuoco. Cuoco.
Yeah. Cool. I don't know the chick from fucking
Big Bang
Geek. Yeah, there we go.
Jesus Christ, man.
I don't know. Fucking Whiteface. I hate that show. It's literally
Whiteface.
It's less like every nerd white guy.
Garrett, you're loose cannon.
This is a hot episode. This episode, I'm going to be, if there's any episode where I'm just going to be permanently canceled as a human being, it's this one. Anyway.
You fear cancellation the way black people fear police brutality.
apparently, you know, fuck it.
But it's Kaylee Cuoco. Yeah. That's Italian, I think. The tribe.
Coco.
Yeah. So, if you had to get married, sorry, you probably hate this question right now, but this movie, the premise of this movie is Kevin Hart is a wedding ringer. If you're a man who it was all about the best man part. Oh no, I don't have a best man. He subs in, and he'll just like lie and make you look. He does a really good job of making the groom look great. And I was like, yo, if you probably hate this question right now. If you got married next week, do you know who your best man would be?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got candidates. I got people
because the ex that dumped me.
Who
would be the groomsmen and bridesmaids at our wedding? And should that day arise, and I already put together the full list of who that would be. I'm rolling about 8 deep. She'd be rolling 10 deep. I was going to need to fill 2 spots with people that are fringe. But
couldn't she cut
that
2?
Isn't going to be a problem. I mean, I asked for that. She said it would be impossible, but it's fine because she cut me. So it turns out she's great at that. What's it about, Becca?
It's what I said. Jesus, he's a wedding ringer, right? He comes in for a hefty fee. The first guy in like the open, and he paid $20,000. That seems too much. But then again,
also you have to be a completely the whole concept of this is like Josh what's his fuck is like he works in finance or something or like venture capital. He's done very well for himself. He's married to KD Kokomoko because she wants someone to take. Well, it's kind of slow roll, but you kind of get the idea early on. It's like, you know, he has money, he's kind of a dork, she was pretty and showed interest in him, and that's kind of the dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
And he has no friends, and so they're gonna pull off like a golden tuxedo, which is like he's like silver hand.
There's package tiers.
Yeah. So like the golden tuxedo is something he's never pulled off, which is like you just make up all the groomsmen and the best man and the whole thing's horseshit.
Yeah, because the base
package would ever work. The base package of like I just show up as your best man to your wedding solo dolo and go to no events, and it's the bottom tier package. that wouldn't work if you have other groomsmen, because they're like, we fought together in, you know, Iraq, and then you used to jump out of helicopters, and then that one time you, me, and Prince did coke till three in the morning. Like, none of those stories would make sense if you have eight other friends that are like, hey, he didn't do any of that shit.
The quadruple weird thing is, if I have groomsmen and I don't have a best man, just promote one of them ahead of time.
Take a player off the bench. If fucking, you know, KD goes down, next man up. Like, you don't just fucking stop playing ball.
Exactly. But the reason Josh Gad even got in this deep was, like, he feels Kaylee Cuoco is so out of his league, and he's so like, I don't want to fuck it. He's too afraid of losing her that he's like, fine. When the wedding planning is just going, he doesn't ever interrupt me like, babe, I don't know if I have that many close male friends that could balance out our wedding party. Instead, he just says, oh, yeah, sure. And he gives the names of a bunch of, like, NFL people. I say that as if I've never watched football.
No, but it's like, he's like, my boy Barry Sanders, and then Ronnie Lott is my other friend. It was went to college together.
Dickerson, Plunkett, Alzado, Drysdale, Garvey, and Carew, and Rambis. So a mix of football, baseball, and basketball. I don't just know that. Thank you, IMDb. We should be sponsored by IMDb with how much we rely on it. Yeah, so that happens, right? So he goes to Kevin Hart. He's like, damn it, I've never pulled off a golden. What you're asking for? You want seven groomsmen? That's a lot to ask in a week. You showed up way too late. It'll cost you like $50,000, I think.
Well, and his office fuck a is mother like under like a
mini golf.
Like a mini golf funland for kids.
Yeah.
And then he's like, is the fucking duty? And they're like, oh, the dude. And then he goes down, and like, he has an administrative assistant who's like at the thing.
Jennifer Lewis. But
it looks like an old school, like, pawn shop or something, and then it has like the chain link fencing that you'd have in one of those situations. Did you ever, this is a deep cut that no one will ever relate to, but like, if you ever played the original Far Cry 2,
nah,
it's like you had like a safe house, and that's basically this. It's the weirdest office. It's like he should be running like coke, guns, and money through it, but instead he's just like best manning. And I'm like, this isn't like illegal. Like, you can just have a normal office.
Yeah, I think the problem is it's high overhead for this business, because like, oh, for example, this Golden Tux, he's like, oh, I'm throwing you a bachelor party that costs money. Oh, I'm getting the seven groomsmen. I'm paying them. I'm getting the outfits. Well, you don't need to fucking get the suits for the groomsmen. That should still be Josh Gad's problem. But still, the clothes and the bachelor party and the blah, 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 it adds up. So he's probably running on a lean fucking margin for this stupid, stupid business. So. If this movie would have been funnier if they leaned into how it's a heist, it's like, I've never pulled off such a job. I'm going to have to assemble a team. And it's like, here are the groomsmen, right? Fitzgibbons, a federal prison escapee. Lurch, who has a nagging wife, and he's the big dude Hurley from Lost. Reggie, an airport security guard. And then they interview for the next four spots. Kip, a sexy model with a stutter. Endo, a balding East Asian man with three testicles. Bronstein, whose special move is he can fucking dislocate his shoulder. That was disgusting.
Okay, so that's the other problem, is they all have to have special moves to like distract people in the event of an emergency.
You want your team to have special moves?
You don't. You want your video game characters to have special moves. I've never been like, you know, quick, Matt, a distraction, and then just have him like helicopter his dick around, and everyone's like, I forgot what we were talking about. Like,
everyone was supposed to have better special moves is the other problem. All their special moves suck.
If my special move was like, you know, being charismatic, or like, you know,
juggling,
I guess, whatever, or like magic, or we're all over the fucking place, but you know what I mean? Like things that could entertain a group of people, but theirs are like, I can dislocate my shoulder. I can talk. I can say words in a sentence just in reverse. Mm-hmm. Like, just like stupid horse shit that like doesn't fucking matter at all.
Yeah. Meanwhile,
was that bitter?
Not at all, dude. Keep it going. We love it. Kevin Hart, all right, we're gonna do what's that name? What's Kevin Hart's? No, this one, you got this one. Because what's Kevin Hart's fake name when he's pretending to be the best man?
Oh, Bick Mitchum. Because we'll spoil the fucking thing. But basically his wife is like, or fiance is like, who's your best man? Or who do you think is your best man? And he's like realizing he's a friendless absolute loser. Mm-hmm. And so he's looking into like his mirror. And then it's one of those mirrors you open up, there's a medicine cabinet.
Yeah.
And, and it's like
Bic razors.
Mitchum deodorant. And he's like, oh, Bic Mitchum. And it's just and even Kevin Hart's like, I'm Bic Mitchum. Like, could you have a shittier name?
Yeah, it was so. It was a fucking Keyser Soze moment. Oh, sorry, I'm spoiling The Usual Suspects, but that was roughly 30 years ago. Where it's like when she realizes, like, she drops her coffee or some shit. I wish Kevin Hart was walking away with a limp during that scene. That would have been amazing. Yeah. So not only is he Bic Mitchum, stupid name, he is a military priest who's based in El Salvador. He was overseas, and he's in the army, and he's a priest, and he's upset about being a priest. That means he's not supposed to be trying to call out women at the wedding, because that's his fun out of this job. So he goes to the, since he's doing the golden tuxedo, he's like, oh yes, Bic's in town, oh my god, he should come to the family house for brunch. And Kevin Hart's about his business. He learns all the details, like, oh, yeah, you walk with like your feet pronate, and you're afraid of bees, and you wet the bed till you were 10, and your mother, she had 10 sisters. I don't know. He learns all the stupid details.
Yeah.
La da 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 la. Cloris Leachman's on fire. I think it's funnier if I don't explain how the hell we got there. I don't know.
It kind of is. Like, well, because like, they do a, fuck it, I'll explain it. I'll fill in the gap, but just bask in that moment. Mm-hmm. So they spent a whole night like fucking, well, also, I just got to point this out. Like Kevin goes to his place to Josh's place to be like, hey, like, you know, let's review lines. Let's make up the backstory. We need to know everything about each other, memorize our characters and shit like that. Dude, his fucking apartment is insane. Overlooking the whole fucking city. All of his furniture is from that, what's that fucking store where everything costs like 10 grand?
That can be a lot of stores.
It's all just made in China. Yeah, that's true. China.
IKEA?
No.
I don't know nice things.
Anyway, so it's crazy. And so then the next day they pull up. He's in a Mercedes AMG. Fuck, I forgot what it's called. It's the two-door one from like 2014. Anyway, very expensive car. It's like, let's just say he's like a $130,000 car. He's casually rolling up to his fiance's home. And like they have one of those like home alone houses where you're just like, oh, fuck me, who's embezzling what? Mm-hmm. And then Kevin starts freaking the fuck out and is like, you know, I've never done a whole family before. Like I've never fucking, you know, I just do the wedding. I don't know what I'm doing. Like he's freaking. And so of course, like Josh is like, what the fuck? What have I done? And he's like, I'm fucking with you. Like, it's going to be fine.
Let's roll.
Priest, because I guess that's
his. It's like, it's so stupid. It's like, yeah, we said like Bic Mitchum is a military priest. So I guess I'm going to show up at the family's house wearing like the priest collar and fucking combat fatigue pants. I'm like, yes, we get it. That's your job. You're still allowed to wear clothes. Like,
you don't have to just show up as a priest.
Priests own polos, you know?
Yeah, do nuns just wear, do they ever have like kicking it all the time?
I have a great aunt who's a nun. Really? Yes.
Shit, dog.
Final answer. I do have a great aunt who's a nun. Have I ever seen her not in a habit? I don't think so. So, but he's not
one habit burger. Is that the same?
It's okay. So at the family dinner, the fucking dad is a giant dick who I was hoping would get hurt more. I want the dad in this movie to die. Kaley Cuoco's dad should have died in this film.
I mean, that's a lot of dads. It's like a lot of like you meet the dad and they'll just say like off color bullshit and you're just like, oh fuck, okay, well yeah, let's just go with that. That's fine. This is one of those movies that you just have to like. You have to embrace the fact that like time moves forward because this is in 2015 and you're like, yeah, we've all moved socially to whatever, but that's probably been for a while.
2015
movie. I know. 2015. That's what I'm saying.
That's very recent.
It is. And
it was off color then. Oh my God.
Not as much. That's the thing. It's like,
you're like at the country club. This is just how we talk.
In 2015, you could do a lot of more of this shit, which sounds insane to say because it feels like it was literally a year ago. But basically, this entire movie is one giant gay joke.
Yeah, there were a lot of those. That was the main thing. I don't know how many racist jokes there were.
Not that many. They went real gay.
Yeah, they leaned
hard in the paint in the gayness.
Yeah, the gay jokes. Yeah, and so Bick Mitchum is getting pressed with questions like, where did you serve? Or like, where are you from? You're from Nebraska? Oh, it turns out racist dad is also from Nebraska. Quick distraction leads to a candle getting bumped, leads to the grandmother played by the late great Cloris Leachman being lit on fire. So no more questions for Bick Mitchum, which is great because grandma's in the hospital.
Yeah, I have to set a woman on fire and people stop asking questions, you know? So if I've learned anything from this movie, if you need to get out of a situation, set the oldest woman in the room on fire.
Oh, boy. I mean, then they start asking new questions like, why God and how could you? But, you know, out of the frying pan into the ER. And in the ER, somehow, of course, giant douchebag old man, white man dad is like, oh, I played football back in the day. Josh Gad, you play football? And Bick Mitchum's like, hell yeah, he played football. Let's go play football the other day, later, right? And so they go to play football against the old assholes. And it's rainy as shit, it's muddy as shit. In terms of, like, half these guys are actual and a former real players. Fuck, it was Joe Namath.
Yeah.
John Riggins. And Ed Too Tall Jones. We were just joking about stupid old fancy nicknames.
Dude, Tiny Nuts Jones.
Yeah. It's like, back, man, these modern players with your Russell Wilson and your fucking Devontae Adams. Back in my day, we had Too Tall Jones and Tiny Nuts McGee and Spuds Draft Dodger Orion, Drinky Drink O'Houlihan, Babe Ruth. I thought he was a girl. And then you had to get your baseball back from the neighbor's house. Yeah. That was America.
That was America. Back when men were men and men were men, you know?
This podcast is sponsored by the RNC, the Republican National Convention. Do you like fiscal conservatism and do you hate minorities? Well, come our way.
Honestly?
It
was a joke, but okay.
Take it easy. Don't. Not even as a joke, Garrett.
Okay, fine. I don't feel that way. I was just making a joke.
I'm fucking laughing.
Of course, one time, and he also had some very hot opinions within 20 minutes.
See, that's why, you know, it takes just a for the coon chip to activate. So you got to protect yourself.
Jesus from, Christ!
From don't worry. After that, I went home. I read 48 Laws of Power, and I was reset. But you know, it's dangerous.
Yeah, it is.
Do you remember what happens next in this movie?
Where are we? This fucking thing.
You know what? Let's take a commercial break. Let's center ourselves.
Let's all center ourselves.
I'm going to give you a digital hug.
Thanks, man. I'm going through it right now.
Oh, geez. All right. We'll be back right after this. And we're back. Garrett and I did some impromptu therapy and also figured out where the hell we are in this fucking movie, The Wedding Ringer. So, main dude, lonely ass groomsman. He meets all his fake groomsmen. Groomsman meets his groomsmen. Plunkett, Rambis, Garvey, Elzado, Drysdale, Carew, and Dickerson. They do a bunch of fake photos. Remember, like, oh, let's go to a fucking doctor's office, put on scuba gear in front of a swim tank and pretend we went to the Great Barrier Reef. Let's go to an aviation museum, put on like a skydiving shit and pretend we're jumping out planes. So that way they can do a slideshow later. That part seemed completely optional and not necessary.
That was very extra. Also, just visually, this entire friend group is like, what was the Adam Sandler movie where he's in prison and they're all football players?
The Longest Yard. Yeah.
It was just like a fucking grab bag of random faces to the point where you're like, there's no way this is a friend group that anyone has ever had.
I mean, even Kelly Coco's later is like, no, this is the most random assortment of men I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. It looks like a prison lineup.
Yeah, but it was fun that way. You know, it's the way, like, you know, in Ocean's 11, it's like, they're all different. We got fingers over here because he's got fingers. You never want to play cards with him. Then you got Two Tone Malone, and I think that was a porn star. But he's like, yeah, you could crush a man with his bare hands. All right. So main guy, Josh Gad. Ooh, what's that name? What's the name of the man?
Which man?
The actual man getting married, Josh Gad.
Fuckface McGillicuddy.
I don't know. Oh, that McGillicuddy clan. They had nothing, but they had each other.
Something. What's like a name of like a loser?
Oh, TV. Jesus Christ. A lot of people go to catch strays and you lost like 18 names.
Okay. Eugene, Clarence, Terry.
What?
Just, if you're a guy named Terry, I'm so sorry.
Irish. Lawrence. Or Cruz. Lawrence.
That just seems like a dork name.
I know a doctor named Lawrence.
Well, Lawrence Fishburne, though, just caught a stray, and I didn't mean that.
More exactly.
That Fishburne's different. I don't know. Mm. Fucking Dale Dildo.
Dale, look, Dildo's not a name. All right. His name is Doug. Doesn't matter.
Fucking Dale Dildo was pretty close.
Okay, so Doug, Josh Gad, he's starting to have doubts, right? And they go to visit Edmundo, who's the wedding planner, who in a very he's pretending to be effeminate and gay the whole time because he's like, nobody would believe me from East LA, from Boyle Heights, would actually be a good wedding planner. Yeah. So I put on a which is like fucked. It's Juana Man for wedding planning. He's like, listen, you're having doubts. Which later we'll find out he should have doubts. But you're
what
having
doubts. Can you explain that reference to me? I don't know what that means.
Juana Man?
Yeah.
I forget who the actor was. It was like this basketball player who was like, oh, he couldn't. I don't know if he couldn't hack it or if he couldn't get a contract because he did something fucked up. So he just starts pretending. He starts cross-dressing. He pretends he's a woman so he can get a WNBA contract to play ball.
Oof.
Wow, yeah.
Is that a real story?
Things that didn't. It's a movie. It's not a.
Okay.
Yeah. Thankfully, this didn't happen in real life.
But I was like, holy shit.
Talking about earlier about things that didn't age well. Juana Man. But anyway, Edmundo, he's like, listen, just please Gretchen, the fucking Kaylee Coco, please the mom. Don't worry about anything else and you'll be fine. And so to prove to Josh Gad how good he is at this, he takes fucking Kevin Hart takes Josh Gad to a wedding. And he watched the best man give a terrible speech because the best man fucked up. He said, I'm going to speak from the heart. Never speak from the heart. You know, conceal, don't feel, right? And this is when I realized this movie's just Hitch all over again.
It is. They just were like, hey, Hitch was cool in 2007. What if we brought that back 10 years later?
Take a black man who white people aren't afraid of, pairing up with the chubby, awkward white man and do relationship stuff. Hitch. The wedding ringer.
That Wayne Brady did not have a bigger career for that exact reason.
I mean, he could have, but according to Dave Chappelle,
they have this man out here fucking spinning wheels on Game Show Network. I'm like, dude, what the?
It was Wheel of Fortune, right?
I just made that up. I don't know if he was spinning wheels, but he was on Game Show Network.
Yeah, I mean, if it's Wheel of Fortune, that's the top. That's top three all time game shows, right? Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Being on the best game show is like having the biggest dick in third grade. It's a rough.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's like, oh, that's really impressive to a small group of people that no one cares about.
So later on in the movie, fucking Josh Gad is like, I don't want a bachelor party. And frankly, Kevin Hart should be like, cool, more money for me because I have high overhead. But he's getting attached to Josh Gad. And it's like, bachelor party. They kidnap him. The kidnapping goes terribly.
Yeah.
Good thing he didn't die. Oh, because it was like, are you Josh Gad, actor who also did the voice of Olaf the Snowman? He's like, yes. Throw a thing over his head, zip tie him, throw him in the back of a truck, unsecured. He jumps out the truck, but he still has a bag over his head. He's running in traffic. Could have got fucking T-boned and died, and then the movie ends like 40 minutes earlier. Yeah.
Yeah.
But how did you feel? Give us you've been to many bachelor parties. You've hired
I've seen a stripper or two. So my dream is always the windowless van kidnapping. The problem is you have to get the fiance in. I haven't pulled this out. What?
I'll please cut up that audio. My dream is the windowless van kidnapping. Just untied to anything else. I just really want to pull that off one day.
Out of context. Mm-hmm. But like I have two dreams. One is if I ever won the lottery, I would show up to all my best friends' homes and just with a baseball bat and maybe like a Molotov cocktail and just blow up everything they own. Just destroy everything they own and then take them shopping and buy them all better shit. But until they knew I won the lottery, I wanted to see their faces of the irate rage of me destroying their lives. I don't know why, but that makes me laugh. Secondly, is bachelor party. The one I want to pull off is for a friend of mine that I won't talk about. And I want to do the windowless van kidnapping with like assault rifles that are just soft guns painted black and like the ski mask, the whole thing. My friend doesn't own a firearm, so I think we'll pull it off and like get his fiance's approval and like legit hog tie his ass and throw him in the back of a van until we get to the airport. But the problem is like that you can't publicly do these type of things because you will legitimately go to prison or at least jail. And like, that's not a good place to be.
I love that distinction.
Yes, that is a vast, big distinction people do not pay enough attention to. And also, mm-hmm. you could end up in the he is blind and hog or blind and handcuffed and runs into traffic problem.
Yeah.
But honestly, I respect the setup. Execution could have been better.
Yeah. So, but despite all that, they end up getting him to the bachelor party location where it's like, that where Kevin Hart's office is, you know, it's like, oh, they got go-karts, they got mini golf, they got batting cages. They turned that into like an adult alcohol fueled fun land with like mud wrestling and games and shit. And so they throw Doug in the bounce house with this sex worker named Nadia, who tries to seduce him, but instead he befriends her, right? And this next scene is the part where I'm like, y'all went too far. I'm not enjoying this. I'm taking my money back. Where they blindfold him. It's like, oh, Nadia's in front of you. Ooh, and now you're blindfolded. Like, first off, I don't need everyone watching. I'm uncomfortable. But yeah. The real problem is like, we put some peanut butter on your dick. And they get a fucking basset hound. Mind you, it's in the movie. I assume a dog did not actually lick this man's penis. But it's like, they in the fucking movie, oh, peanut butter on his dick. And then basset hound licks it. And he thinks he's getting some sloppy toppy. And it's like, that's disgusting. That's animal cruelty. That's, I'll say, disgusting again.
Yeah, I just don't know how you confuse a dog. I've never had a dog blow me, but I don't know how you like confuse a dog with a with a woman. You know,
who should be more insulted?
I guess that's a good point. Well, it's like I feel like it'd be a lot of upward licks, and I've never like there's you do a. You do an occasional upward lick, but you don't just like continually upward lick. Like that's there's no sucking happening here. It's a very giant tongue lick situation. There's no way.
If you want to know how to suck dick, you got to talk to Garrett. I'm sorry. I should be nicer to you today.
I'm just going to fucking, I'm hanging by a thread.
Oh, gee. Am I your 13th reason why?
No, you're not at all.
Earlier. I'm like the 12th.
I'm like a good Yelp reviewer, you know, been to a lot of restaurants, know what I'm looking for.
Oh, geez. All right. So then it goes even worse than it already was. And it was already very fucking bad. The dog, they take the mask off. Ha ha. It's a dog licking your balls. Tee hee hee. And he's like, no, stop the bees. No, fuck. Which is the appropriate reaction. Yeah. And then one of the guys is like, okay, let's stop this. He fires a gun in the air. I guess the dog like panics and just bites down. So now he's just like, and he's like lockjawed, dog's on his dick. Let's rush into the hospital. They could have just called 911.
This was one of those ones where as they just jumped the shark. It was like, this movie has a couple moments where you're like, oh, this might be an okay movie. And then they just straight up just they're like, this would be a funny scene. A peanut butter on his dick, and then a dog licks it. And then it's funny though, because we shoot a gun in the air, and the dog bites down on his cock, and then we got to run from the police, and then it's on his dick still. And we all got to be like, hey, there's a dog on his dick. And then we get the dog dick off, and then or dog off his dick, and then he's in the hospital with stitches, and he's like, oh, that Kevin Hart, that crazy boy that made a dog eat my penis, just like we all do on bachelor parties. Isn't this relatable? Hey, Hollywood, right? Mm-hmm. That's this scene.
Yeah. So that was fucking awful. And then it turns out Nadia speaks English. We thought she only speaks Italian. And he's like, oh, talk to me later. She says to a man who she thinks is getting married. And now it's time for the fucking football scene. Mm-hmm. With the old assholes, Joe Namath, really
John. Every wedding movie has to have a football, like a family football thing.
Are you thinking of Wedding Crashers?
I'm thinking of Wedding Crashers, and it's just like, it was cool. It was whatever. You could delete this entire thing from the movie, and I would have been better with it.
It's perfect that you're thinking of Wedding Crashers, though, because this movie was initially thought for Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn.
I kind of would have liked it better. I'm not a big this. I like Kevin Hart the man. Like I follow him on Instagram and stuff, and I'm like, you're motivational to me in a lot of ways. I like his stand up 80% of the time. Josh Gad, I could do without Josh Gad in any aspect of my life, and Kevin Hart in movies is just Kevin Harting it up to a point that's kind of annoying. I honestly could have gone with but Vince Vaughn sucks unless he's just doing Wedding Crashers.
Do I like Vince Vaughn? Because I liked Wedding Crashers. I enjoyed True Detective Season 2 more than everyone else I've ever met.
It's not good. You're alone.
Yeah, it's, Yeah. Fucking the one we, the other one you made us do, Couples Retreat. He was an asshole in that. What else has Vince Vaughn done? I haven't seen Swingers. I think Swingers is supposed to be good. Yeah. So Vince Vaughn, mixed bag. The breakup we did forever ago. That one was interesting.
Yeah. Dude, speaking of breakups, man, I'm just glad I didn't live with her, you know?
That'd oh my awkward. God. Garrett, I need you. Listen.
I'm going to derail the podcast multiple times.
Tighten up.
For this. No, I'm not tight. I'm loose. I am so loose. You know who else is loose? Let's keep it rolling.
Ooh, Madon. Hey, yo. All right. So the most important part about the football scene is old asshole dad man blows out his knee. I was hoping somebody would have stomped on his face. They didn't. Fine. It's a rehearsal dinner for the wedding, right? And the bridesmaids are singing a song. Fucking Kevin Hart is having great fucking chemistry with the maid of honor / Kelly Cuoco's movie sister. Who do we know her? Is she a person? I mean, they're all person. Yes.
Boca, is she a person? 2021. Honestly,
is she an actress whom we've seen in other major roles?
I don't know.
I'm on the IMDb and I had to click 8 times before I saw her name. Olivia Thirlby. She plays Allison Palmer. She was in Juno. Who's she? Oh, she's the best friend in Juno. And she's in No Strings Attached, which we haven't done yet. We should probably do a No Strings Attached and you know that other movie that's the exact same concept, Friends with Benefits.
Yeah,
that would be a double header, right? Because same movie, same year.
There we go.
To see that could be one episode. Like, which one's better? Ooh. Okay, fine. So all that happens. Awkward song that I skipped through during the, because I was like singing. That's not good. I don't want to watch. Then they, we do the slideshow. We show all the fake pictures they took. Yay. And Gretchen's went over. It's like, man, these guys who I never met before, but you claim are your 7 closest male friends. They sure are nifty.
Yo, oddly enough, I did this.
Which one?
I just realized this. So like I'm not going to say who it was because I was on my worst behavior, but okay. There's a guy that I used to know who didn't have many friends. And he was like, hey, like we've worked together in the past and like you are like a nice dude to me. So like, I know this is kind of awkward, but I want to fill out the lineup. Will you be at my wedding as one of my groomsmen? Mm-hmm. I show up at the bachelor party. It starts at 10 a.m. Right then and there, you know that something's fucking wrong. Uh-oh. The best man is his own dad.
Oh,
there's a problem. The other groomsman, the only other groomsman, is the brother of the bride. Mm. Oh my God, this sociopath has no friends.
Is he a sociopath or is he lonely?
He's unhinged, which I learned throughout.
The fun, process. Crazy, unhinged, or no, oh no, taxidermy. No,
fun, crazy, unhinged has a large friend group of wacky, inflatable, arm flailing tube men. Mm. This man was the type of unhinged where people go, I might. And my cute little ass was like, I'll be one of the many groomsmen that I'm sure you have. It was 3. We went indoor skydiving.
Okay.
Which was kind of fun. But we, again, a lot of photo ops to make it look like a life existed. We went to a gun range, which I've never been more afraid of being murdered than at this gun range.
Who was going to kill you?
It became very apparent that the person who I was going to be the groomsman for was just not stable as a human being. Mm. And I was like, you have a gun?
Let's back up. How did he meet his bride?
I don't know, genuinely. But like, he used to paint like small replicas and like had a lot of weird ass hobbies. And like, she had, I just feel like an asshole, but it's just like, she had too much gum, you know?
I respond strongly to such a stance.
There's a lot of gum.
Yeah.
Oh, a big league chew in the mouth. And anyway, so then we did like 5 other activities, and they did one of those like highlight reels at the wedding of like life events. Mm. And like 80% of the highlight reel was just what we had done like the weekend prior, making it look like it had been a life lived with a tight group of friends and his dad.
Yeah.
And like me and the brother of the bride were both like, oh fuck, like we just had this only memory.
Did you and him get like hella close? Cause like you were just looking at each other the whole time.
Not at all. We just we were like telepathy boys where we were like, oh fuck, you hate this too. Then we went go-karting. Anyway,
it was fun events
with someone that within the first 30 minutes you're like, I signed up for the worst thing ever. But
the flip side is then you're like, and even he's married. And I'm like, oh Jesus.
Well, yes, but then we ran into a bachelorette party, and then I disassociated from everyone there. and it was a great time. And I had a great weekend, and it was a great time for me.
Garrett got gangbanged, everybody. Okay, so at the rehearsal dinner, they sing a song, and Doug's grooming. They do the slideshow, and then that night, Kaylee Cuoco, she's in the bathroom, and she's like, Bic razors, Mitchum deodorant. He's Keyser Soze. But he brushes, actually, he plays it off very well. He's like, what was his argument? Like, of course I use Bic razors and Mitchum deodorant. My best friend is Bic Mitchum. That's why I love Bic razors and Mitchum deodorant. Like, who came first? And the rest, yeah, whatever. So he plays it off the one time this movie. He has three moments in this movie were smooth. He plays it off there. Turns out he can dance because, like, his mom made him do dance classes since he was little, and he knows, like, how to do, like, the tango properly. And at the climax of the film. So it's wedding day, and the priest cancels. And it's like, well, Bic Mitchum, you're pretending to be a priest. Why don't you officiate? That's a big old sin. whatever. And they do it, and the wedding happens. And so it's like at the reception, and Bic Mitchum, I keep calling fucking Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart tells Kaylee Cuoco, it's like, hey, congrats on the wedding. And she's like, what do you mean? My grandmother has third-degree burns. My wedding dress zipper is torn due to unrelated movie bullshit. And the food is terrible, which, whatever. And this was the part that I thought was crazy, Garrett.
Yes.
Okay. This is the part that I was like, what the fuck are you thinking, Kaylee Cuoco?
Tell me what the part is.
She tells him, like, ugh, I'm only marrying Doug because he's nice and he can afford a lavish lifestyle that she wants, whatever. Why are you telling the best man this?
I don't know. And, like, he could overhear it through the bathroom wall or whatever.
It's like, oh, he's hurt, but she doesn't know he's in the bathroom. But still, in what universe does the bride tell the best man, I don't love the groom?
I don't know. But, and I'm going to make this about me, because today's about me and no one else. This hit home, because she who should not be named, Lord Voldemort. This would be the situation where it's like, I dated a lot of assholes. I found someone sweet and stable.
Oh, that's you?
Good to me. And I, you know, I don't love this fucking person.
Oh, you think you're Josh Gad?
I'm fucking Josh Gad.
Oh,
I got Josh Gadded.
Poor you. You know, you're like
me.
You're like, for those, all right, many people, because this is an audio only experience, I've never met Garrett. Garrett's going through a lot of pain, as evidenced by everything we've heard today. Yeah. But what Garrett does not seem to understand is that his encounters with women in his personal life puts him in the 1% of likelihood of encounters. He's being approached all the time. And that's not frequent. That's not common. That's not normal. So when people say, imagine not just they're playing fish in the sea, but they're jumping in your fucking net.
This one didn't. This one would have been the one that I would have heard through the bathroom
but wall. Everyone was like, this is a fucking barracuda. Are barracuda bad? I don't know. Yeah.
The song Barracuda is over. That sucks.
Fuck you. Shout out Heart. Great band.
Heart is terrible. They had one hit wonder, and the one hit that they had.
No. Barracuda is just one of the many songs that Heart had.
Three other songs.
Okay.
Without looking down at your phone.
Wait. I can do this. Crazy on You.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Because that was the fucking needle drop for the Virgin Suicides. Crazy on You. Barracuda. Fuck.
This is like when you, like, quizzed me on Boys to Men, and, like, I genuinely listened to a lot of Boys to Men, but I don't remember the names of the songs. And you're just like, I like Boys to Men, but now that you just asked, I'm a fucking dipshit.
No, it's hard. And mind you, I was looking at Heart today, so that's why I was like, I thought I was ready for this. Yeah. I'm drawing up a blank. I can't name three off the top, but... Heart is good. Don't bring them into this, okay?
I don't know. I'm gonna ugly cry to End of the Road after this.
Dude, I'm gonna send you a lot of songs. We can make a sad boy playlist. Will that make you feel better?
Can we make a collaborative playlist of shit for me to cry to? That'd be dope.
Yes. Hells yeah. We got an activity for this evening. Let's do it. Fine. So Doug overhears Kaylee Cuoco saying, I don't love Josh Gad. Doug is Josh Gad. And he, mind you, Bic Mitchum, you know, fuck it. I'm tired with the character names. Can I just do the actors?
Yeah.
Josh Gad hears Kaylee Cuoco tell Kevin Hart that I do not love Josh Gad. Josh Gad is like, Kevin Hart, I can't do this. Kevin Hart is like, bitch, we're about to pull off the golden tuxedo. We're about to rob the Bellagio. And Julia Roberts is about to fall back in love with me, okay? Stick to the plan. But he's like, and mind you, you know how I feel, Garrett?
Yes.
He's about to interrupt a wedding. Reception.
You don't do that shit.
And weren't you thinking the same thing? You realize your wife doesn't love you and she just wants, or rather, she likes you for not enough reasons.
Yeah.
Annul it the next day. What are you gaining from doing it right now?
I know.
What do you gain?
But you don't.
Yeah. You don't make it a big thing, because that way, if it's a divorce, not just annulment, you can go talk to all the divorce lawyers in the area. So that way she can't use any of them. Didn't you watch Marriage Story? Yeah.
I didn't. I didn't watch that because it looked sad. And at the time, I was flying high on myself.
Now you're down here with the rest of us.
Dude, fuck being the rest of us.
Right?
I am Superman and I got a taste of kryptonite. And that shit sucks. I don't want to be mortal. I want to fly into the sun.
I'm going to throw a kryptonite brick at your head. Jesus Christ. Fine.
I want everyone to listen to this busy as it crushes.
Oh, thankfully, the audio. Oh, is this ASMR now?
Yes.
You're a strong man. Why are you struggling so much with this?
Because I haven't eaten in 4 days.
4 days? Are you serious?
That's not true. I had breakfast yesterday.
Garrett, Jesus Christ. I'm going to call your mother.
I'm not doing well. Please continue.
Okay. So Kevin Hart's given his best man speech. And Josh Gad stops him, reveals that it's fucking a series of unfortunate events. Book one is like, we're not really married since Bick isn't a real priest. I'm like, didn't you still do paperwork or something? Mind you, I've never been married.
File.
Yeah. Beyond the wedding isn't the official part. It's the paperwork for the state anywhere.
Yeah.
So
and the man, this love's so good. Let's get the man involved.
Exactly. It's both like, all right, so he's not a real priest and he's not a real best friend and I paid him and all the groomsmen are hired actors or whatever. Now, Kaley Cuoco's livid. Why do you think she's mad?
I guess the betrayal of like this, all this shit was fake, but at the same time, I'm like,
I can be madder.
No disrespect. And I'm going to say something very disrespectful when I say no disrespect. No disrespect.
That's how it goes, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm going to marry a venture capital chick who has no friends visibly because I've never met them. Has no life outside of making enough money for me to feel happy about, is physically repulsive to me.
Mm.
And then it turns out that they used all their money to hire fake friends. I'm like, yeah, you're sad. Like I signed up in this relationship transactionally. And it turns out that the sad person that I knew is still sad. Like what was the shock here? Like, it'd be like, when Ezekiel Elliott got fat, everyone was like, holy fuck, like he was in such great shape, he's such a good running back, and then he got obese. This is weird. But if he showed up fat, like Eddie Lacy's fat ass in Green Bay that one year, he showed up into the league completely incapable of playing football and like managed to do well in spite of himself. And then he fell off a cliff, but we all saw it coming. You saw this coming.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's the quote that people share a lot of advice on the internet that I think 90% is bullshit, but this one I think is true. Don't establish a vibe you can't maintain.
Exactly.
Right? Like if I already showed up looking like Eddie Lacy, everything's good. If I showed up looking like Ezekiel Elliott and I degenerate into Eddie Lacy, then people get upset and say mean things on Twitter.
Exactly.
Right? So Kaley Cuoco's groomsmen are like, scatter, throw a fucking smoke bomb down and try to get out of there. Kaley Cuoco's trying to swing. And then Kevin Hart's like, hey, maid of honor sister, do you still want to link up? And she's like, actually, yes, because I think you're cool. Cool. And so Josh Gad still pays Kevin Hart the $50,000 fee. And now they're friends. Yeah. Christ. Now they're friends.
He's like, well, we're boys, right? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, and he's like, well, I don't have to pay you anymore. He's like, no, I worked for that shit.
Yeah. There's like we said, overhead. But instead, now all the boys are going to Tahiti on a guy's trip, along with Nadia, who's now maybe with Doug, or at least along for the ride.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was the most annoying plane trip if you are not with that group.
Yes.
I would be like, I'm calling the fucking air marshal. Shut the fuck up. Can we just get in the air? Like, listen, please, Jesus. That's me being a square. Yeah. Is that the movie? That's the movie.
That's a fucking movie, man. That is a movie.
Who did you love, Garrett?
I don't love anyone anymore. Who did I tolerate? I tolerated, honestly, the bridesmaid was, or the maid of honor was pretty dope.
She was cool.
I see the appeal. Honestly, brunette to the way. I have yet to meet a brunette that was a complete raving lunatic, so let's go with that.
Definitely more trustworthy.
They're more trustworthy and they're better. Gal Gadot, shout out Wonder Woman.
That gets complicated. Continue.
Wait, what did she do?
We're not getting into this.
Well, I just want it on record. I don't know what she did, so I'm just talking about in Wonder Woman. I find her physically attractive. Okay. So whatever.
That is, yeah.
Well,
I'm with you.
This as fucked up as the premise is, the like wedding planner dude that like is actually genuinely homosexual, but like he's like zhuzhing it up because he's like kind of an alpha male, but like just is gay. He did well, and like his like boyfriend and him, it was actually genuinely funny. It's just like, I get the premise is fucked, but like they did well. Everyone else in this movie, I gotta be honest, could die in a fire in the opening scene, and I would have been like, hey, hope the new cast is better.
Kevin Hart's character. Well, first off, I frequently find Kevin Hart annoying to a degree. And his character had way too many made-up acronyms. He'd be like, why don't you know what a DHQ is? And it's like, you just tell me, okay? This is your industry. Jennifer Lewis is always great. She plays Doris Jenkins, who's like the secretary, chief of staff for Kevin Hart's business. I didn't love him, but I was like, oh shit, that's Josh Peck from Drake and Josh doing a cameo as the bad best man. Maid of Honor was cool. Who is your favorite of the shitty groomsmen?
Oh man. The only person that ever made me laugh was the pretty boy dipshit with a stutter. It was just watching someone who's like objectively very good looking, like fuck up insanely due to like being a moron and also having a stutter. So there's dumb shit that comes out of his mouth is like, duh, 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 duh. I was like, oh yeah.
Oh Jesus.
That's my best attempt at a stutter.
Yeah.
We're going with a pretty boy stutter.
I was like, they were acting as if, oh, him having a stutter keeps this ruse from working. I was like, no, it doesn't. As if like nobody can have a stutter in real life, because this guy has a stutter in real life. So as if, oh, he can't be on the crew. It's like, I guess you want everyone running at fucking top efficiency or whatever. But they act as if like no one will believe you're a groomsman if you have a stutter. It's like Josh Gad is the groom here, okay?
Yeah.
So whatever. Besides him, the guy whose trick was dislocating his shoulder, I thought that was hilarious.
That was actually pretty funny. They played that shit off well.
Yeah, that was great. Does the friendship last? Because there's two questions. Do Kevin Hart and Josh Gad remain friends? And does Josh Gad stay with Nadia?
I think they remain friends. They break up. Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, good on him, dog. Like, bros over hoes. That's really the main takeaway of this movie. And honestly, it's solid advice. Don't keep them for the streets. Stay with your boys. Protect your heart. Get really swole. Turn your entire body into an advertisement for your penis, and turn your heart off.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Rate this movie on a scale 1 to 10.
This is a flaccid 4.
Yeah, I think I gave it like a 5. It's not great. It's like this thing aged so poorly for a movie that only came out 6 years ago. Kevin Hart's annoying half the time. It wasn't that great. It has a lot of flaws.
Yeah,
a lot of talent in it too, which is weird. A lot of names. I was like, oh, I recognize these people. Fucking Kevin Hart is like, this is my best movie. He said this in 2015 though, so I could have been just like, oh, this is part of the press.
He's one of those guys like The Rock who's like, all night, never sleep, did it on my own, and you're like, and now I present the Jungle Cruise 16 with me and fucking one Addison Rae, and we're gonna fucking blow the roof off this. We are now the number one movie in Bangladesh, and you're like, fuck yeah, The Rock. I'm gonna fucking chug a Mana energy drink and just mainline Rock juice, and fuck yeah, motivation.
I'm looking at like everyone. What else has he done as an actor, right? So Ride Along, Central Intelligence, Jumanji, which was good, right? He was in that movie with fucking Bryan Cranston. That was a remake of The Untouchables. Apparently, did you watch Hobbs? I'm sure you watched Hobbs and Shaw. Is that an insult?
Is that the Fast and the Furious spinoff?
Yeah, with The Rock and Jason.
I mainlined all the main Fast and the Furious movies in preparation for us to watch that one, and then I said nah.
Yeah. Night School. Yeah, The Upside was the one I was thinking of, which is the remake of The Untouchables. Yeah, he doesn't get hard. He hasn't been... Well, I guess technically he was in 40-Year-Old Virgin. Does he get points for that, though, because it's such a minor role?
Nah. It's like, he Kevin Hart undoubtedly sells tickets. Kevin Hart is a good investment. If I had a lot of money and I wanted to be a producer in a movie and just, like, back the thing, and mm-hmm. Kevin Hart is, like, the vehicle to my money making more money, Kevin Hart is great in movies, and there's no denying that. Same with The Rock.
Yeah.
And the two of them together is electric as far as box office. That being said, all they produce is dog shit.
It's this, he's the CBS of actors, you know.
He is the lukewarm hand job of actors.
I think the way I said it also gets the point across.
But mine makes me feel better. And this is about me. Everything's about me for now. You know?
Oh, is that new?
That's fuck you. let's test the boundaries of narcissism for the foreseeable future. Let's see what we can do.
I have one last thought about this movie, and I kind of touched on it. I was like, man, this thing's about masculine loneliness in the shittiest way possible. And it's like, people act like, oh, what is for you will come to you. It's like, shit is not automatic. In the universe of the movie, Josh Gad is like, well, why do you have no friends? My dad, he's an international accountant. That's why I inherited his business. He moved around a lot. I was in like 13 schools by the eighth grade. Eventually stopped trying to make friends. Then I took over his business. It's very busy. And I leave. And now I'm wealthy and live a very solitary life. And it's like everything else in life. If I'm telling you, Garrett, advance your career, a piece of it's going to be like work hard, grind. If I'm telling everything else, we say like apply yourself, put pressure on. But it's like, really, it doesn't work that way in relationships, either platonic or romantic. And because that's like, man, you can so easily accidentally die alone.
No, I can't.
Well, you can't, but like people.
I can't relate to that. I have no idea what that is.
Yeah, just drink your drink while I was trying to say something serious about this shitty movie. Yeah. All right. That's all. Oh, really important. And I was supposed to say this at the top of the episode. If you've been listening, this is like our 79th episode, 78th, 79th episode. Hey, leave us a review. Apple, Spotify, Overcast, wherever you're listening, leave us a review. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. 5 stars, preferably. Also, if you're listening on Spotify, click the little bell there so you get notified whenever we put out a new episode. So you're like, yo, I need my bromance fix. We tend to be like hella early in the morning on Mondays, but yo, if you want to know exactly when it's coming, click the little bell. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Garrett, you're gonna be okay. This too shall pass.
It won't pass.
You won't be okay.
No, it won't.
Is that what you want or what you believe?
That is what I need to know right now in this moment. I will intellectually be okay, but in this moment, I am on my future shit. I am just going to read the gospel of future, and I'm going to be toxic for the foreseeable future.
Listen, he said during this pod, he sent me a like, all right, we're doing a collaborative sad boy playlist, and I've been where you are. I currently almost am where you are. I didn't talk about it on the pod because I separate my work life from my personal life, but
this is not work life. This is personal life.
I treat this shit like work. I'm sure you're sick of that.
I respect the hustle. I'm like, wow, if I ever had to work with Boca, he's very professional at how the effort he puts towards things. See this as a hobby. You see this as a job.
Yeah, it's crazy then with how much that doesn't apply when I'm getting paid.
When Boca's passionate about something, he really puts his heart and soul in it, and I always appreciate that.
I'm type A when I'm pressed.
There you go.
Yeah. So anyway, podcast, at Podcast Bromance, Twitter, Instagram, me, at Boca LaBoca, Twitter, Instagram, Garrett on Instagram, at GD Balliet. Ladies, he's single. Tune in next week where we're going to be doing The Big Sick.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Thanks, everybody.
Later.